Anybody? Take your Bible, turn to Psalm 138. Psalm 138. It's an interesting psalm, and I want to read it with you tonight. Ben, maybe you can go sit by your mama. All right. Psalm 138 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindnesses and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with my strength, with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy hands. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would help us tonight and focus our hearts and calm our spirits that we may hear, and God, that we may truly be blessed as we think of the blessings that you've given us this year and the promise of next year. I ask, God, that you would do all that tonight. And if there's one among us that's not saved, we ask, God, that they would trust Christ tonight as their Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalm 138, it says, I will. This is coming straight from someone's heart. When you make a decision to serve the Lord, when you make a decision, this is you coming to an understanding with yourself that you're going to do something or you're not going to do something. And David said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. This is a desire from the very depths and center of who he is. I will praise thee. You know, as Christians, we forget that even in the darkest of times, the basic things that we're to do every day is obey, be faithful, and to praise. Because as we're obedient and faithful and praise him, it unlocks the blessings of God. Because God wants to bless us. He wants to show us favor. But if we're not obedient, if we're not faithful, and if we're not giving him the credit, if we're not showing him his due by our worship and surrender of our heart, praise is kind of unlocks everything. Because we're recognizing him as the source. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Now look at that next phrase. Before the gods, small g, will I sing praise unto thee. I will praise thee with my whole heart. All that I am, all that I have, and all that I will become, I will praise thee. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. While everybody around you at school or at work may be worshiping money or possessions or power, he said, I, forsaking all those things, will praise thee. I will sing praise unto thee. While others worship false things, I'll worship thee. Verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple. No matter where I go, no matter if I'm in town or I'm out of town, I am going to be faithful to God. This is what David is saying. Whether I'm in Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount is or not, whether I'm going to be near Shiloh, where the tabernacle stood, doesn't matter. I'm going to be faithful no matter where I am. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name. No matter my circumstances, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. This is interesting. He's saying, you know, if for nothing else, I will trust your character, God. Do you trust the character of God? I mean, you can't always see what he's doing. You can't always see how his hand is moving in your affairs. But can you trust his character? David said, I'm going to be faithful. And while others may worship other things, while other people are following after other things, I will praise you. I will follow you. And he says, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, I can trust your character. I'm going to praise you because, if nothing else, because of who you are. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. You know, one of the cool things that I love to praise God about is that God has bound himself by his word. Did you know that our God is unbounded, that our God is greater than anything? He's beyond our understanding. We can't fathom God. We just can't. Try to explain. It'd be like trying to explain an elephant to an ant. You know, how do you explain all of the ins and outs and physics and massiveness and the disproportion in size and mass to an ant? How do you explain an elephant? How do you explain a whale to an ant? It cannot grasp the concept of an animal so large it's bigger than an elephant. And it swims in a sea bigger than that ant can understand. And that's kind of how we look at God. We can't actually see Him. We can't actually understand His size. But the truth is, God has limited Himself, bound Himself to His Word. His Word. He said it, that settled it, and God will come through. I had a conversation today with a man who was struggling in some areas of his life, and I told him, I said, if you will be obedient, and if you will be faithful, and if you'll praise God, God is honor-bound to bless you because you are walking in His Word. God has limited Himself to His Word. God is so much bigger. But He said, here's what I gave you. I will obey. I will honor it. I will do it. These are my promises. He's brought Himself, given us an understanding that we could wrap our head around when it comes to His Word. And He says, for Thou hast magnified Thy Word above all Thy name. God has elevated His Word, and I can trust it. I can trust His character, and I can trust His Word. And then it says, in the day when I cried, Thou answeredst me. We really do worship and praise a prayer-answering God. A God who actually is listening. The other gods that people follow and worship after, they have not ears to hear. They have not eyes to see. They have no heart to feel anything. They're not true gods. They're just the creation of man's imagination. We worship a being who listens, who hears, who answers. And then He said, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. That whole verse brought me back to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Listen to what it says. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 16. The Bible reads, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's God that strengthens us. It's God that not only gives us purpose, but gives us the ability to fulfill that purpose. I can praise Him for His character. I can praise Him for His Word. And then it says in verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth. Oh, what a day that will be. When Jesus comes and sits on the throne in Jerusalem, all the kings will praise Him. All the kings of the earth, all the people that thought themselves powerful will bow to the one who actually has power. And they will sing. They will sing His praise. And they will worship Him. Those that have denied Him. Those that have thought they were the actual king. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. You know, God will also revenge. God will also square every corner. He will make everything right. Verse number 6, though the Lord be high, yet He hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. It's talking about the humble of heart. The fact that God is high and God is beyond anything we can understand. The fact that God is bigger and God is just beyond. I don't even have words to say this, how big our God is. Like an ant trying to understand a whale. God is so much more massive and so much more beyond my comprehension, yet He hath respect unto those that are humble, to the lowly, to you. God knows you by name. God has a plan for you, but the proud He knoweth afar off. When we start, pride is us playing God. It's us lifting ourselves up, worshiping ourselves. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Thou wilt revive me. You know, I find it interesting that David acknowledges the fact that our lives are cursed with sin. I walk in the midst of trouble. This week when you were out and about, did you see the trouble on the faces of the people around you? The fact that they're lost and don't know the Lord. The fact that their lives are corrupted by sin. Their relationships are a mess. But he said, thou wilt revive me. That means make me alive, that I will come alive again. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. I can praise God tonight because he's not done with me. He's not done with you. No matter how long you've walked with him, he's still working on you. He's still polishing and he's still molding and he's still shaping. He is not done with you. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Thank God it doesn't have. His mercy, his wiping away the record. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, because we are the work of his hands. There's so much to praise God tonight. Even though we can only grasp a little of who he is and what he is, we can praise him because of his character. We can praise him because of his word. We can praise him because of the promise. He's not done with us. Whatever you're in tonight, whatever struggle you're having, whatever situation you're in, whatever decisions you need to make, God has that plan and you can praise him for it. Maybe he hasn't perfected it to your liking yet, but it's coming. He is doing something. So when somebody asks you to give praise to God, it can start with the fact that even though you are just a sinful person like me, he saved us. And he gave us a purpose. And he gives us the strength to do that. And he is going to hold himself to his word. I can praise him. But the thing is, if you don't know him, it's hard to praise somebody you don't know. It's hard to understand even the little we do if we don't know him. And tonight, it starts with salvation. It starts with knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. But second of all, as a Christian, as a born-again believer, the more we walk with him, the more we read his word, the more we get to know him. And the more you know him, the more you trust him. The more you trust him, the more you believe him for. There's so much to praise him for. The next time somebody asks you, what do you have to praise God for? Think about his character that he hasn't given up on us. Think about his character and his promises that he's still working his plan in us. Remember his character and the fact that he's always good and faithful. And he's the one that even though I walk through the midst of trouble, he's the one that revives me. He is the one that gives me strength in my soul. He's the one who answers my prayer and listens when I speak. Tonight, if you don't know the Lord, it's time to be saved. If you do know the Lord, then it's time to praise him. It's time to acknowledge that he is the source of it all. He is the source of your strength. He is the source of your purpose. He is the source of your life. He's worthy of it, worthy to be praised for it. Even if you're not fully convinced about your life, God is. Even though you're not fully convinced what your purpose is, God is. No matter what you think about yourself, God's thoughts toward you are the only ones that matter. And they're thoughts of love and thoughts of peace. There's so much to praise him for. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we love you. And Father, tonight as we fellowship as family and friends, Father, we're thankful for each person that sits at these tables. We're thankful for the little children that run across the floor. Father, they're the future. And Father, it is our desire to be usable, to be people, Father, that you can count on. Father, we know that you're faithful and that you're good. And Father, we're so thankful that you are. We're thankful just because of your character. We know, God, that we have hope in you. We ask tonight as we go from this place that we will take the message of Christ to the people we know and the people we work with and the people we live near, to the schools, and to the places of business. And Father, places where you're needing your light to shine through us. We're your people. Use us and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may look this way.